Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode of This Date in Weather History is sponsored by NHTSA. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. Tragically, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heat stroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. Please set yourself reminders on your cell phone or place something you'll need in the back seat so you don't forget your child. Always look for your baby before you lock. Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Saturday, June 5th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. Rainfall totals in the Northeast in the United States from January through the end of May in 1925 had only reached half the normal total in most cities. This meant, at least for the first 5 months of the year, the climate was much more like parched central Texas than the lush and green landscape of the eastern seaboard. Heating of the lower atmosphere takes place when the ground is heated and then transfers that heat to the air closest to the ground. When the ground is moist, some of the sun's energy goes into evaporating the moisture rather than heating the ground, and so that keeps things cooler. When the ground is dry, that doesn't happen, and the ground heats up quickly. It's one reason why it's so much hotter in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona than the east. An unusual warm air mass moved over the eastern part of the nation during the first week of June in 1925, and that, coupled with the already dry ground, led to extraordinary early summertime heat. On June 5th, the mercury reached 100 degrees in Washington, D.C., the earliest on record. In fact, it was in the middle of a string of high temperatures in Washington, D.C. that reached 97 or higher 5 consecutive days. On June 5, 1925, Philadelphia also reached 100 for the earliest ever there as well. And that's what happened on June 5th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.